Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. It's the start of that most wonderful time of the year, vacation time. In English, there are two main words used for a break from school, work, or everyday life: vacation, mostly American, and holiday, mostly British. At work, we get 10 vacation days. The kids are on vacation. We went on vacation to Florida. While there are specific words for specific kinds of breaks, basically, you can party and play pretty much all you want with vacation and holiday. In Russian, not so easy. The word you use for a vacation depends on who is giving it, who is taking it, and if it's legislated or not. The loveliest word for a vacation is kanikuli, which, in addition to being just a delight to say, try it, kanikuli, like the name of a folk dance or a creamy pastry. It also has the most charming derivation. It comes from the Latin canicula, little dog or puppy, which came from the Greek name of the planet Sirius, also called the dog star, the brightest star in the Canis Major constellation. Since Sirius is aligned with the sun during the late summer months, that period got called Dies Canicularis, a.k.a. Sabbatii Dni, a.k.a. the dog days of summer. Caniculi is what school kids, students, and some government offices and parliaments take. That is, the school, institute, congress, or governmental office closes its doors for a certain period of time, and everyone goes off and has fun. Мы, конечно, написали на доске мелом. Последний день учится лень. Учителя читают и делают вид, что сердится. Завтра каникули. Я обожаю каникули. Of course, we wrote on the chalkboard, today is our last day, too lazy to study. The teachers read it and pretend to be angry. Vacation starts tomorrow. I love vacation. It's also what some legislative bodies do. У депутатов каникули. Legislators are on vacation. And it's sometimes used to describe any kind of fun break from the daily grind. Я устала, захотела немного отдохнуть, и поэтому устроила краткосрочные каникули. I'm tired and I wanted to rest up a bit, so I took a short vacation. But for most adults, the word you use for a vacation is отпуск, from отпускать, to let go, i.e., a legally mandated paid break. Some people aren't good at taking them, or perhaps they just can't get away from the office. В августе у него отпуск, кажется, первый за три года. In August, he's going on vacation, which I think is the first one in about 3 years. Other people want a break from more than work.
Первый раз в жизни поехал в отпуск без семьи.
For the first time in my life, I went on vacation without my family. At work, there is another ot word that allows you to lift your nose from the corporate grindstone. Miserable image. It's отгул. Отгул is a comp day, another day off legislated by the state. For every day that you work above norm, like on a weekend or state holiday, you get a day off, отгул.
Накопил отгулов и решил на неделю съездить в родную деревню.
I saved up my comp days and decided to spend a week in the village where I grew up. The verb отгуливать can be used for taking comp days.
Витя отгуливает те дни, которые он работал в декабре.
Витя is taking comp days for the time he worked in December. Or it can mean to use up your vacation days.
А Саша отгуливает накопившиеся за эти годы дни отпуска.
But Sasha is using up all the vacation days that he saved all these years.
Эх, трудоголики,
you workaholics. Women sometimes get a special kind of vacation, which has a curious name, декретный отпуск, a decreed vacation, or simply декрет, literally a decree.
This is maternity leave. Its curious name comes from its rather amazing history. On November 14, 1917, that is, about 3 weeks after the so-called Bolshevik Revolution, the Council of People's Commissars of Soviet Russia signed the Декрет о пособии по беременности и родам, the decree on government subsidies for pregnancy and childbirth. Since this was the first compensated state maternity leave in the world, folks just referred to it as Декрет, the decree, and the name stuck. Employees can take отпуск за свой счет, unpaid leave, when there is an emergency or when they just need a break and don't care if it's compensated or not. In the academic world, this is codified as академический отпуск, an academic leave of absence, when students need to take a break for one or more of a list of legally acceptable reasons. They can take a leave of absence without withdrawing from school. But in Russia, there are websites that help you to do this even when you don't have any particular reason at all. Как взять академический отпуск в университете без причины? How to take an academic leave at the university for no reason at all. Another somewhat specialized term for a vacation is побывка. It's from the verb побывать, to visit, and it means a short stay. You can use it to describe a quick trip home. В летний период деревни несколько оживали. К старухам приехали на побывку дети или внуки. During the summer, the village perked up. Children and grandchildren came for a short stay with the old folks. But it is probably more common as a short leave or furlough from military service. Едут на побывку домой тысячи военнослужащих. Thousands of military personnel are going home on furlough. And finally, there are mini vacations, breaks and breathers, what you need no matter what you're doing, whether it's cleaning up the yard after the winter or working like a dog at the office. A break is перерыв, and some people are good at taking them. Мы не особенно торопились, часто делали перерывы. Спускались в буфет попить кофе или во двор покурить. We weren't in any particular rush. We took breaks often. We went downstairs to the cafe to drink coffee or went out into the courtyard to have a cigarette. In offices, you take обеденный перерыв, a lunch break. And any time you are desperate to have a shoe repaired or pay your utility bill or pick up some milk, закон подлости, Murphy's Law, will guarantee that you'll see a locked door and the sign Технический перерыв, service break. I hate this sign. I hate it because it can mean anything from the guy who runs the place just ran out to buy a pack of cigarettes to the entire electrical system short-circuited and it will take a week to fix. Go find another place to buy milk. Передышка is a breather from the very useful word отдышаться, to catch your breath. You might hear it said about business. Издатели были сродни рабам на галерах. Книжные пираты не давали им передышки. Publishers were like galley slaves. Book pirates didn't let them even catch their breath. But you need this word over the coming days and weeks, when your family will forget how out of shape you all are. And they'll launch into huge and exhausting projects at the dacha, like painting the eaves, or digging a new garden, or cleaning out the attic. Do not waver in your resolve. Every half hour say, Ребята, вы как хотите, а я возьму передышку. Guys, you can do what you want, but I'm taking a breather. С майскими праздниками. Have fun on the May holidays. И до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!